What are some tips people should know if they're going to be out in the heat coming up the next couple months?
Well, certainly when you're, if you've got your garden or if you're exercising, try to pick those times when, you know, it's not so hot. Try to stay out during the extreme heat of the day in the middle of the day. You might want to try a cooler time in the morning or more towards the evening. But we've got workers that they work out in the sun. So they need to remember that they need to stop and maybe drink some cool fluids at least every hour. Don't wait until you're just really thirsty to drink, because you needed that fluid long before you felt thirsty. Wear light clothing. Dress for the weather.
I saw something online that you're not supposed to eat food that's like really high in protein before you go out. Do you know anything about that?
Definitely you don't want to eat any really heavy, like I was talking about, so avoid meals that are really heavy. And I think we all know what that feels like right after a big, heavy meal.
Okay, what about like sugary drinks, stuff like that?
Well, you want to not only avoid sugary drinks, but also avoid drinks with carbonation or caffeine and, yeah, those increased sugars, because they actually can dehydrate you as your body is trying to work through that carbonation or caffeine or sugar.
Speaking of dehydration, how much water should you drink if you're going to be outside throughout the day?
Well, especially if you're outside and you're doing some really heavy exercise, or you're doing some really heavy work, like, you know, our construction workers, and they just can't help from being outside. Couple glasses of fluids, of cool fluids, every hour is really good.
Okay. What about like pets and stuff like that? Should they be outside during the hot weather?
You know, we've got to remember our furry little friends out there, and they need shade, they need fresh water, and, you know, some pets can come inside, some pets can't, but of course if you can bring them in, that's wonderful.
Gotta protect your skin. What should you be wearing and stuff like that?
At least a sunscreen, SPF 15 or higher.
Okay.
And follow the directions on the bottle. Remember that when you put that sunscreen on, you want to put it on at least 30 minutes before you plan on going outside, and reapply as the bottle tells you.
Okay. What about kids? What do you need to know about kids? What should you do for them?
Well, not only kids, but also, you know, our older adults, because children, infants, older adults, people with chronic conditions, these folks are at the highest risk of heat-related problems. So, again, making sure that they're well hydrated, staying out of the extreme outside during the extreme heat of the day, wearing those cooler clothes, taking a break, getting those drinks, staying hydrated, all really good things to do, and, of course, the sunscreen as well. Especially with our older adults, use a buddy system. Check on your neighbors. Check on an older adult that might be living next door to you, or have somebody that can call you if you're an older adult to check in on you. For adults, especially with chronic conditions, if they are on medications that or they have some sort of fluid balance issues, if the doctor has restricted their fluids, they need to contact their doctor to get their recommendations on exactly how much that they should drink.
Okay. I have another one. What should you do if you see somebody showing signs of dehydration or something like that, or maybe something wrong with the sun? And what signs would you expect to see in something like that?
Sure. And, you know, people get the words kind of confused. Heat stroke, heat exhaustion, what are they? And it can be very confusing. Heat stroke. This might be somebody who is very confused. They may have fainted, having seizures, or they may have be red and hot, have dry skin, have a very hot body temperature. This is severe. You've got to call 911. And if you can, while 911 or the emergency services are on their way, make sure that if you could get them to a shady place, that would be great. Loosen their clothing. If you've got access to some water, you might even be able to wet their skin down. What you're trying to do is to cool them down a little bit. Perhaps the heat exhaustion. Somebody might be have cool or moist skin or sweating a lot, have a headache or feel sick to their stomach, feeling really weak and thirsty. All right, get that person to a shady area and give them some cool water to drink. Sometimes we think about cold water. Cold water sometimes can make your tummy feel real crampy. So cool water would be good. There are folks who don't have air conditioning, and in times of extreme heat, what do they do? Especially if they have a fan. If they need to during the heat of the day in those really, really hot dog days of summer, go to a public building with air conditioning through the day. Go to the store, someplace that is cooler, maybe a neighbor's house. Someplace that is cooler.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I think that's pretty good tips there. What do you think?
I think we've got a good shot at it.
All right, I'm going to go for it. Thanks a lot for the interview. I really appreciate it.
Now, Ryan, I'm going to tell you like I tell everybody else.
All right.
Because we broke up there for a few minutes because I lost it.
Okay.
Dub me in. Don't make me sound stupid.
I'm going to make you sound like a professional.
You're awesome.
I do my best.
Because like I said, I went completely blank. I shouldn't have ever turned around.
That's why I like doing phone interviews, because it makes you sound good the whole time. So I can just edit all that stuff out.
Yeah, edit that stuff out, edit those ums but no, it really, when I was waiting for you, how funny it was. You guys were running the weather report, and I was kind of like, oh, man, I got to paint outside this weekend, and you guys are predicting rain.
Oh, gosh. It's going to be nasty. Whatever. We'll survive. We'll survive.
You're killing me, Small.
I know. It's on me. All right.
Well, honey, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.